Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sanjay Mattu. The headlines. Israeli government approves ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Center to launch a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. IMD issues red alert for heavy rain in Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Thiruvarur districts in Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry today ahead of Cyclone Fengal. India and International Solar Alliance sign agreement to execute new solar projects in Fiji, Comoros, Madagascar and Seychelles. Divit Reddy becomes world champion in under-8 World Cadets Chess Championship in Italy. And National Anti-Doping Agency suspends Bajrang Punia for 4 years for refusing to provide sample for doping test. The Israeli government has approved a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. This was disclosed by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office last night. The ceasefire deal, which was brokered by the US and France, is expected to halt the war that has killed almost 3,800 people in Lebanon over the last year and left about 16,000 others wounded. After approval by Israel's Security Cabinet, French President Emmanuel Macron and his US counterpart Joe Biden issued a joint statement committing both nations to work with Israel and Lebanon to ensure the agreement is fully implemented and enforced. More from our correspondent.
The deal requires both Israeli forces and Hezbollah to withdraw from South Lebanon over 60 days, with Hezbollah repositioning north of the Litani River, approximately 30 kilometers from the border. The Lebanese National Army and the UN peacekeeping forces would fill the resulting security vacuum. Lebanon's foreign minister has already expressed support for the agreement. Netanyahu emphasized that Israel retains full freedom of military action with US backing and warned of immediate responses to any violations by Hezbollah. Prime Minister Netanyahu outlined 3 strategic reasons for the ceasefire: countering Iranian threats, resupplying Israeli forces amid weapons delivery delays, and isolating Hamas by separating conflict trends. He pointed to delays in weapons and munitions deliveries, noting that these issues would soon be resolved with the arrival of advanced weaponry. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
India and the International Solar Alliance, ISA, have signed an agreement to execute new solar projects in Fiji, Comoros, Madagascar and Seychelles. The project implementation agreement was signed between the Ministry of External Affairs and the ISA in New Delhi yesterday. India had earlier committed to investing $2 million in new solar projects in these Indo-Pacific countries. We have a report.
According to a study undertaken by the ISA, these countries have energy issues related to perishability of agricultural products and unreliable electricity supply in health centers. The ISA, as the project implementing agency, will provide programmatic assistance to Comoros, Fiji, Madagascar and Seychelles with financial support from India. Based on discussions with the project recipient countries, solar projects in the areas of cold storage, solarization of healthcare facilities and solar water pumping systems are under consideration. The successful execution of these projects is expected to enhance energy access, create employment, and provide reliable and quality power supply in these Indo-Pacific countries. Solar energy is a viable solution to help these countries address climate change-related challenges. Latest round of clean energy investments by India in these countries will help strengthen the commitment of the Quad to address the challenges posed by climate change and facilitate their transition to a clean energy economy. Chirag Jha, Akashvani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a 4-day visit to Tamil Nadu beginning today. The president will address the faculty and student officers of the Defence Services Staff College, Wellington, today. Tomorrow, President Murmu will interact with members of tribal women's self-help groups and prominent members of the tribal community in the Nilgiris district at Rajbhavan, Udagamandalam. On Friday, the president will attend the convocation ceremony of the Central University of Tamil Nadu at Thiruvarur. Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will launch a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. The primary agenda of the program is to make India a child marriage-free nation. During the event, the minister will unveil the Child Marriage-Free Bharat portal. The online platform has been developed to support the campaign's mission of raising awareness, preventing child marriage, and effectively reporting incidents of child marriage. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the Digital Life Certificate, or DLC, introduced for the convenience of pensioners and elder citizens, has crossed a record 1 crore mark in the ongoing DLC 3.0 campaign. Dr. Singh said this landmark will go a long way in bringing ease of living for elder citizens and live up to the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi as expressed by him in the recent episode of Mann Ki Baat. The DLC campaign 3.0 is being held in 800 cities and towns of India from the 1st of this month. More than 1,900 camps have been held across the country between the 1st and the 25th of this month. India has urged authorities in Bangladesh to ensure the safety and security of Hindus and all minorities, including their right of freedom of peaceful assembly and expression. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs said it has noted with deep concern the arrest and denial of bail to the spokesperson of the Bangladesh Sammilit Sanatan Jagran Jot, Chinmay Krishna Das. It said this incident follows the multiple attacks on Hindus and other minorities by extremist elements in Bangladesh. The MEA said there are several documented cases of arson and looting of minorities' homes and business establishments, as well as theft and vandalism and desecration of deities and temples. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download the News on AIR app. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a red alert for heavy rain in Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Thiruvarur districts of Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry for today, ahead of Cyclone Fengal. The IMD has forecast that the deep depression over the southwest bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm Fengal today. Fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea. More from our correspondent.
The weather system in the Bay of Bengal has been moving at a pace between 14 to 10 and 8 kilometers per hour and is likely to hover around close to the land without making a landfall according to the present condition, which is likely to result in extremely heavy and moderate rainfall throughout the state due to the prevailing situation. Educational institutions in 14 districts have been closed due to the advent of Cyclone Fengal. The Delta districts and some coastal areas are likely to receive more than 20 centimeters of rainfall for the next 48 hours. District collectors have been asked to monitor the weather conditions and take necessary precautions. NDRF and SDRF teams have been alerted and kept ready to meet any eventualities in vulnerable areas. Strong winds reaching with wind speed 55 km per hour to 65 km per hour, gusting up to 75 km per hour, is likely to prevail over the coastal areas adjoining Comorin area and Gulf of Mannar for the next 2 days. People living in low-lying areas have been asked to move to safer areas. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
The Union Ministry of Tourism is organizing today the 12th edition of the International Tourism Mart at the UNESCO World Heritage Site Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve to highlight the tourism potential of the northeastern region for both domestic and international audiences. This event serves as a vital platform bringing together tourism businesses and entrepreneurs from the 8 northeastern states. More from our correspondent.
To highlight the tourism potential of the 8 northeastern states, Union Ministry of Tourism organizes the International Tourism Mart at Kohora Range of the Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve. Union Minister for Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will formally inaugurate the 12th edition of this annual event today morning in presence of Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal and Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu. Around 400 participants, including international, domestic, tour operators, hoteliers, homestay owners, tourism service providers, influencers and opinion makers, senior government officials, media and international students are also attending the event. Aminul Hokzuddar, Akashvani News from Kaziranga.
The 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, is drawing to a close, with today marking the penultimate day of the event. Around 70 films, including Tapan Sinha's Harmonium, will be screened. This year, IFFI is celebrating the centenary of 4 iconic figures of Indian cinema, Raj Kapoor, Mohammad Rafi, Tapan Sinha and Akineni Nageshwara Rao. More from our correspondent.
A Another highlight of the day is the Lata Mangeshkar Memorial Talk, musical theatre in India, where legendary composer A.R. Rahman will engage in a conversation with Naman Ramachandran. A.R. Rahman will explore the evolving landscape of musical theatre in India, honouring a legendary singer who shaped Indian music history. The discussion will delve into how musical theatre is emerging as a vibrant art form, blending traditional and modern musical influences. Apart from this, three films each will be screened under the picture time screening and open air screening sections. Since the beginning of the festival, film screenings and events have drawn huge crowds, and today is expected to continue the trend with cinephiles attending in large numbers. This will be the last major day of screenings, with only a couple of films scheduled for closing day tomorrow. With Omvesh Upadhyay, Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashvani News, Goa.
In sports news, India continues to shine on the global stage in chess, with young talent making waves, while key matchups in badminton are set to keep fans on the edge of their seats. Let's hear more from our correspondent.
In chess, 8-year-old Divith Reddy has clinched the gold medal at the Under-8 World Cadets Chess Championship in Montesilvano, Italy. The Telangana prodigy accumulated 9 points out of possible 11, tying with fellow Indian Satvik Swain, but securing the top spot based on superior tiebreak score. Satvik claimed the silver medal, while Zhimyang Guo of China earned bronze. Meanwhile, at the 2024 World Chess Championship in Singapore, the second game between India's Gukesh D and reigning champion Ding Lishan of China ended in a draw after 23 moves. The game concluded with a threefold repetition, leaving Ding ahead in the best of 14 series with a score of 1.5 to 0.5. The two players will meet again for Game 3 today. In badminton, India's PV Sindhu and Lakshya Sen will lead the charge at the Syed Modi International 2024 tournament in Lucknow. Sindhu will face compatriot Anmol Kher in the opening round, while Lakshya Sen is set to take on Sholeh Aidil of Malaysia. Finally, in wrestling, India's National Anti-Doping Agency has imposed a 4-year suspension on Tokyo Olympics bronze medalist Bajrang Punia. The wrestler was penalized for refusing to provide a sample during a doping test in March this year. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Sports Desk.
The air quality in the national capital, Delhi, remains in the very poor category, with an average air quality index, or AQI, of 301 as of 7 this morning. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the AQI in several areas of the city continues to fall in the very poor category. The India Meteorological Department has forecast smog and moderate fog conditions in the morning hours and shallow fog conditions at night in Delhi and NCR today. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar attended the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting with Indo-Pacific partners in Fiuggi, Italy yesterday. The minister said that the Indo-Pacific region is experiencing significant changes, including new convergences and partnerships, as well as anxieties and frictions. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sanjay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's address at the Constitution Day celebrations organized by the Supreme Court dominate front page headlines. The Hindustan Times reports, not just a lawyer's document, it is a spirit, Modi on Constitution. Taking note of the Supreme Court ruling on a PIL seeking reintroduction of ballot papers in elections, the Indian Express writes, EVMs blamed only when you lose, SC rejects plea for return of ballot papers. On US President-elect Donald Trump's proposed tariff plans, the Indian Express states, Trump excludes India from initial tariff plans, targets China and Mexico. And finally, violent protests in Pakistan between supporters of former Prime Minister Imran Khan and security forces gets wide attention in the press. 6 killed as Imran Khan supporters take to Islamabad. And with that, it's back to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Israeli government approves ceasefire deal with Hezbollah in Lebanon. Center to launch a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi today. IMD issues red alert for heavy rain in Mayiladuthurai, Nagapattinam and Thiruvarur districts of Tamil Nadu and Karaikal in Puducherry today ahead of Cyclone Fengal. India and International Solar Alliance sign agreement to execute new solar projects in Fiji, Comoros, Madagascar and Seychelles. Divith Reddy becomes world champion in Under-8 World Cadets Chess Championship in Italy. And National Anti-Doping Agency suspends Bajrang Punia for 4 years for refusing to provide sample for doping test. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.